Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaSports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Clip. Yeah. Chops corn.
Walk.
Hey, play chops too. Hey.
Welcome to Inside the Trenches, everyone. You already know who it is. The interactive international show that simply swept across the nation here on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media with your host. You already know. We got to say it each and every week, but I like doing this. Is that the Voice of America? And yes. 12-year pro football veteran, R. Cal Truluck. You know how I do. And of course, with my co-host, my good guy, you already know who it is. That's right, America. You already know who he is. But I like saying it because I get excited about doing this each and every week. Now, Matt Man, tell him how we do.
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
That's right, Matt Man, Mr. Automatic. You know my co-host. He makes this thing happen for us, and that's why we love him for it. And yes, we got to do this too. And we got to give us some love. Yes, we got to give us some love too. And we're gonna give a love each and every week. Is our casting director, the wonderful, the beautiful, and yes, the always hardworking Kim Smith. That's right. Once again, can we give a little bit of love, man? Yeah, we gotta give some love. That's why we love what she does, you know, because she does such an amazing job. She gets all our guests ready, and she gets all our, you know, sometimes she may speed up the process with some of our guests. And then that's all right. So what we're going to do is we love her for that one. That's all right. So to you and yours out there, well, welcome to Inside the Trenches. You know how it is. Mondays will never be the same again. 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. A day starts at 12, and so does Inside the Trenches. And I say, hey, so let's make this thing happen for you. Now, listen, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you want to give us some some topics of discussion. And if you want to be part of the show, if you want to be on the show, you know how you got to do it. You got to go to Kim Smith. Once again, that's our casting director is Kim Smith. So kim.smith@insidethetrenches.com. Once again, let me put that to you. kim.smith@insidethetrenches.com. Now, if you want to just email the show with your questions, your topics of discussion, because we got a lot of topics that a lot of you guys are part of, and a lot of you guys, you know, have your concerns and your questions about, and we can get them questions answered for you. Simply do this is email us at info@insidethetrenches.com. Once again, that's info@insidethetrenches.com. Now, something that, I got to bring up, and we haven't done this in a little while, but we're going to start to get back to it, is that if you want to call into the show, simply do this. And you only can call in the first part of the show. So we want to get you ready for that and get you in tune with that again. It's 1-888-346-9144. Once again, that's 1-888-346-9144. So we want to get you ready with that part. And get you up to speed. So if you want to call in, now we could take some of your calls at the first half of the show. But once the second half of the show happens, no more phone calls, you know, from there on in. But so now just going back to last week. Last week was an amazing, amazing show. We want to thank our special guest, Neil Hoag, for being on the show last week and some of the amazing things, I mean, that he had going on, and for you guys to be a part of it. Obviously, our special guest last week, he bought a mountain. He bought two mountains. Now, you know, we know what a mountain is, and I know what mountains are. Mountains. He obviously bought the land, but Talking about that last week is that he bought two mountains, and obviously he has a resort out in the Philippines. Once again, Neil Hulk, our special guest from last week. Yeah, he bought a mountain. I don't know how that works, but that's exactly how it works there. And so we get excited about that, and obviously we want you guys to be a part of it. Now, his information will be up, you know, on the website, so you guys could, you know, if you want to take a trip out to the Philippines and you want to take a trip, you know, out there and be a part of some of the going green activities that he has going on, then let us know. Drop us a line or drop us an email, and we can get that forwarded over to him, you know. And also, we want to thank Miss Ange Vincent. Once again, Miss Ange Vincent, director of Earth Day Kids, and out in Philadelphia. Now, she was in town here, and we're very excited that she was in town for the game last week. Unfortunately, it wasn't the type of with the Red Bird gang, you know, they wasn't where they wanted to be, you know, but it was great that she was able to come in town and talk about some of the things that she had going on with the Earth Day Kids, you know, out there in Philadelphia and in the Pennsylvania area, and also some of the programs that she has going on for all our fans to be a part of that. So we want you guys to be a part of. We want you guys to have some fun. Be a part of what Inside the Trenches got going on. Our new website, obviously, I've been saying that for some weeks now, and I've been saying that for quite some few weeks, but that's all right, you know. And you know, but it's an easy website. We're gonna make it even cleaner for you, and even easier. Is that first page, point and click, there you go, listen to the show. That makes it easier. And then all the other pages, you want to watch the videos of the show, and if you also want to not only watch the videos of the show, you can also listen to the show right from there, and also have to see the pictures of what we got going on, and also contact us. So we'll probably just make it that much simpler for you, so we can simply get you guys excited and continue to have you guys being a part of Inside the Trenches, because, you know, here on the Voice America Network, you know, over 3 million listeners, that's what part of the game is. This is that we know who you're listening to. So we heard you, and we responding to you. So we like that. What's going on now? We got to get you up to speed. What's going on this week? Let's make this thing happen, man. Listen, we got a lot of games to talk about, and there's a lot, not only a lot of games to talk about, there's just a lot going on, you know, out there in the football world, obviously, not only in college, but also in the pros. And not only that, is that the Canadian Football League, that's right, you know, they're winding down, they're getting ready to play the Grey Cup Championship, so, we gotta get you guys, get some information about that. That's right, yeah, I said that thing there. The Canadian Football League, the CFL, is you know, their little fall classic they got going on there. It's not little; it's been around for over 100 years. But the Grey Cup Championship, and obviously the defending 3-time champs is the Montreal Alouettes, one of the teams that I was able to play for, and man, that's what's up, you know. Now, how come they ain't winning when I was there, man? What part of the game is this? You know, Matt, yeah, man, I need some love right now, because, you know, we went to the championship, and I just wanted a ring, man. I just wanted a ring. How come I couldn't get the ring that I wanted to get, man? And, you know, it's okay. It's all right. you know, but we'll get it. We'll get that ring, and you know, and however we get it, praise God, it'll come. So, but yeah, you know, that fall classic is for them. Is coming up here, and you know, good luck to the Montreal Alouettes, that they possibly win it 4 times. Now, we could have won them when I was there. I mean, we was in there, and they Well, I guess we could have won. Okay. All right. But, and also, you know, now with the season, also with the NFL and going back to the NFL now, it's obviously, it's getting close to the midpoint of the season. And obviously, you know, we got your grades, you know, going on. Obviously, you're talking about your good teams, your surprising teams, your bad teams. You know, either way, you know, they're great. Now, how these teams gel together, you know, that's what we want to know. But we want to, first welcome in, and, you know, and I'm kind of going off on a little tangent a little bit, but that's what we have to do right now is we got to get all this information out to you guys and obviously, get you prepped and ready and warmed up, you know, about our special guest. Our special guest, you know, today, has been put on a little earlier. You know, he was supposed to be on, a week later, but, you know, unfortunately, I mean, that's just how it happened. So we're looking to have one a second time. So we're going to get you up to speed, with him, this week. And, but obviously we were preparing for him, just a little bit down the line. But that's all right because now you get to love on him a little bit more, and then you get to know about him a little bit more than you did before. But that's what Inside the Trenches is all about, because we get these stories, because everyone has a story to tell. We get these stories about these great triumphs, and we get these stories simply about what someone's doing in around their neck of the wood to get to the place, you know, that is their triumphant place. And that's what it's about, is going from the inside out, making that thing happen, because you had to go through something to get to something. And that's what it's all about. So you got there, now how you got there, that's what we want to talk about, how exciting that is. Because, you know, our special guest, which is no other than, hey, Matt, man, we got some type of, you know, some melody for him. Can we give him something? If you have anything for him, you know, we like to give him some type of melody. Further ado, we gotta make this thing happen for you. Is welcome Mr. Bob Hilberg, you know, to Inside the Trench, the interactive international show that's simply sweeping across the nation. So welcome. What's up with you? How you doing?
Excellent. I love that little intro there. Perfect. Thanks, Arkell. How you doing?
Man, we're doing great over here in Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, excuse me, we in Tempe, Arizona, but we in Arizona. Making this thing, and we got some good weather out here, man, and you know, we're enjoying this nice little weather. I don't want to put that out there too fast, because where you at right now?
We're outside of Boston, and we just got within an hour of Boston, we got whacked with I don't know, anywhere from 4 inches to 2 feet of snow.
Now, I don't know if this is a conversation you really want to have about talking about the weather changes, because we got good weather here, and it's about 85, 90, you know, I got shorts on, I don't know, you know, I got my sneakers on, and we sitting here, we got water in front of us, you know, and we got our sunflower seeds, we just hanging out. I mean,
well, we were supposed to have a big event at Gillette Stadium yesterday, and all the power in most of the major towns outside of Foxborough, not going to have any power for 2 or 3 days. So this rain, snow, storm wiped out a lot of people.
Really? Out there in...
Up Foxborough. And,
yeah.
In western part of Massachusetts, yeah.
Now, how long you been out there out in the Boston area?
I've lived there except for 1 year of my life outside of Boston. I lived in Long Island for a year back after I graduated from college in 1981. But Massachusetts, born and bred. Love Boston.
I mean, but you said the good place, too, now. We heard the good place, too, because everyone knows that I am from New York.
New York.
So you said the good place there, but you was only in the good place for a year. I mean, you know, New York, Boston. I mean, you know, if we really start talking this whole New York Boston thing, you know, we got more championships than you.
That's all right. We're catching up.
Huh? You got a lot of
pretty well this last decade.
What? I mean, you had only two, you got two this decade. We got two too. Huh?
Yeah, no, but the Celtics won, the Bruins won, the Patriots won three times, so we're doing all right in all our sports, yeah.
I mean, you know, if we want to talk about baseball, if you want to put the baseball aspect of it, we got, what, like 30 or something like that, you know?
I don't know, you got more than 20 anyway.
You do got more than 20, you know. This does it doesn't ruffle you a little bit, will you? I don't want to get you ruffled. You know,
We like the rivalry. We like the Jets rivalry, and certainly we got to pay back the Giants for what they did to us in 2007 this week coming up. You know,
I mean, it was just 18-1. Come on, just one game. That's it. That's all it was.
Yeah, the greatest play in the history of the Super Bowl. That's what it took to beat us. Yeah.
What do you mean? No, the greatest. That wasn't the greatest play. I mean, you know, the Giants was just a better team. They're just a better team. Yeah?
Well, up until 2 minutes to go, yeah.
Oh, we love you, man. But come on, it was just one game. Can you just give us that one game? We just wanted that one game.
What are you going to do? That's football.
I know. It's just and now that we talk about football, you have a lot of things going on, and we kind of want to get a little bit of background about you, and we want our fans to get a little bit more of a background, because what we like to do is kind of a two-part show with you. Why? Because you are on a little bit earlier, you know, earlier than what you were supposed to be. So, you know, let's start the fans off, you know, out there on ITT World, and, you know, let them know a little background about Mr. Bob Hilbert.
Well, it really all started, you know, when you're 8 and 10 years old, you're playing football, and you're playing football for your dad, you know, and then the Patriots used to be called the Boston Patriots, and they used to play at Fenway Park where the Red Sox play, and I got to a game with my dad and my uncle in 1968, 10 years old, and got a chance to meet some of the players, and actually, Gino Cappelletti, who's the announcer of the team and has been with the team since their beginning in 1960, you know, met me after the game, and pretty impressive for a 10-year-old to meet an MVP who was the MVP of the AFL in 1964. So he was the hot ticket, so to speak, and the star of the team. I always liked math and statistics, and certainly followed baseball and baseball cards and all that, and got a degree in accounting from Northeastern, and one thing led to another. I wanted to find some information about football and some statistics, and couldn't find it. And 15 years and over 15,000 hours later, I put together an 800-page book about every player and every game, and chronicled the 50-year history of the New England/Boston Patriots.
And you had, and that's something we're going to talk about. We want to talk about that book, you know, throughout the show. And I don't know if you've been watching what's going on, just basically with, you know, in sport right now. But that's something that we want to get to. We're going to talk about. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick, commercial break. And then after that break, right, we're going to take a little break. So after that break, man, we got to come on and get back and get a little inside the trenches with my man Bob Hilbert. So hey, Matt, man, let's make this thing happen. And what we're gonna do is everyone get on the board, because we'll be right back with you. So inside the trenches.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Football and so much more is the focus of Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson. Join the former Arizona Cardinals running back for a show that mixes, well, a little bit of everything. Damian brings to the program life experiences playing football, and we'll talk about his variety of successes both on and off the field. The goal is to provide you with a fun perspective on life, family, success, and of course, football. Tune in to Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson, Fridays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel. when it comes to youth and high school football. Listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Do you feel the need for speed? Whatever your addiction, NASCAR, IndyCar, NHRA, Formula One, or even lawnmower racing, Pit Pass USA has got you covered. Larry Henry here, host of Pit Pass USA. I put my 30-plus years of being a motorsports broadcaster to work to bring you not only the best guests, but also the most interesting guests in racing. Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry, your front row seat to the world of racing. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Be there or get a DNF.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Welcome back to Inside the Trenches, everyone, the interactive international show that simply swept across the nation here on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media, with your host, obviously, you know who I am, the 12-year pro football veteran, R. Cal Truelove, and my co-host, Mr. Matt Mann, Mr. Automatic. We make this thing happen for you each and every week. A day starts at 12, and so does Inside the Trenches. Mondays, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mondays will never be the same again. So, 3 million plus listeners. You know how we do is that we heard you, we hear you, we know who you're listening to. Keep on doing what you're doing. Those numbers will increase. Now, before we left off, obviously, we have our special guest here, and it's Mr. Bob Hilberg. Now, we was making this thing happen for you guys. And the great thing about it is that we were talking with him, and he is just a total Patriot fan. Now, you know, obviously, we got to get on a little bit. Why? Because I'm a New Yorker, all right? And hold on. I'm a New Yorker, and he's a Boston, Massachusetts fan. Now, you know, I know you there, Bob, you there?
I'm here.
I know you're there. I was just messing with you anyway. But, you know, we love you anyway. But, you know, obviously, you know, the Boston and the New York and the New York rivalry, that's been well documented, obviously, for years and years. And you got this book out called The Total Patriots, you know.
Right.
And basically, it's basically about the New England Patriots. You know, they are, you've called them a world-class franchise and such like that.
Right.
But now, my thing here is that, you know, just kind of going into that a little bit, is that I want to know a little bit more about the book. What made you say, you know what, I'm a fan, a super fan, obviously, to that degree. Is why'd you make the book?
Well, I wanted to find some information, and I got a media guide and found out there was some information that was missing or didn't bring me back to all the different things. I wanted to relive a lot of the moments that happened in particular games or different events that happened over the 50-year history of the team. So I just started meeting people and networking, and different players would come in town and do autograph signings, and I get a chance to interview them and tell me, you know, what are your favorite moments. And, you know, Mike Haynes would come in from California, or Sam Bam Cunningham, or, you know, Russ Francis, those kind of guys. And, you know, that was kind of my era. And one thing led to another, and Steve Grogan, for instance, he played 16 years for the Patriots. He called me and said, can you put together all my 182 touchdown passes, who I threw them to and where and when? You know, sure, why not? And so I started looking up every touchdown and every interception and every kickoff return for a touchdown and every blocked field goal. And I'd get some information like this to some of the media people. And this is way before this was available on the Internet, and started getting a name for myself as the creative historian of the team, coming up with all these obscure little facts of things that people didn't know, like the Patriots played 5 years at Fenway Park. You know, a lot of people that have been following
really?
The Patriots.
I didn't know that.
You know, figured, you know, they've been, you know, Foxborough Stadium or Gillette Stadium, but their first 10 years in the league, they played at Boston University, they played at Boston College, they played at Harvard Stadium, and for 5 years they played at Fenway Park. So I said, well, let me look those games up, and there's a whole section of my book of where they played and what happened in those games.
Now, I didn't, you know, now you said the Patriots have a 50-year history.
Yeah, 1960, yeah.
And that was the first, year of their, now, they were with the AFL.
American Football League, right?
And, so
they actually played in the first exhibition game in the league. And one of the Patriots players, a guy from the Boston area, recovered a fumble in the end zone. He scored the first points in an exhibition game in the American Football League. And then Gino Cappelletti, who we think should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he scored the first points in the history of the American Football League on September 9th, 1960.
Keep going.
Yep. So, you know, here I am, you know, looking this stuff up and putting some of this stuff out. And, you know, the Patriots really became a huge hit, you know, in 94 when Kraft bought the team and Bill Parcells was there and Drew Bledsoe. But, you know, I'd met so many fans that were thankful that I was going back to the 70s and, for that matter, the 60s.
How did you actually – here's my point. Here's something I want to get to. Is how are you able to get that information? Because sports writers, they don't even have that type of information. I mean – They really got to get back. I mean, how were you able to get so close and know that? Because actually, excuse me, sports writers, they do know. You know, they just have, obviously, you know, most of them, and probably wouldn't know it as deep as you would. But, you know, how did you get that information?
Well, I, you know, through networking, who do you know? And Will McDonough, who was a big star in the Boston Globe and CBS and, he's passed on, unfortunately, but he was their first stat guy. So I had a chance to talk to him, and he says, I got all my stuff. And then I would meet other employees. I met the guy who ran the contest to come up with the name of the Boston Patriots. How did we come up with the name Patriots? Why wasn't it Pilgrims or Braves or something else? And so I met a guy that, you know, when he was 24 years old, and he says, I ran the contest. You know, we put things in the newspaper, and we narrowed it down, and we sent the three names to some high schools, and the kids were supposed to put together why should we call them the Braves or the Pilgrims or the Patriots. And all the essays that came back from all these kids in high school, we said, all right, Patriots seem to make the most sense. So,
yeah, well, why the Patriots?
It came from a high school essay contest.
Yeah, really, why the Patriots? Why? I mean, why couldn't it have been like the, you know, the Boston Tea Party?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of history here, certainly, with the Revolution and Hancock and Paul Revere and the shot heard around the world and Concord and Lexington. So a lot of themes that go along with the patriotic theme, and we have a lot of celebrations up here with that. But some high school kids decided that that made the most sense. So Billy Sullivan, the owner of the team, said that's what we're going with.
So Billy Sullivan said, you know what, I like this the Boston Patriots.
Yep.
Yeah, we're just going to take that now. Now you really obviously you've been a fan since 1968. Now obviously you've been a part of the ups and the downs and you went through an era from 94. So 94 on is when really the Patriots started making a run at this. They really started putting together a team.
Right.
And obviously, I don't know if you know what's going on with obviously sports now. You know, obviously you do, but you know, obviously you follow the Patriots. But you know, you guys just played the Steelers. What's up? It wasn't the type of outcome you wanted.
That's all right. We want to play better at the end of the year than the middle of the year anyways. But we were probably looking ahead for the Giants, really. I mean,
really?
Oh, I'm sure that's part of it. We're coming off a bye week, and Brady was 6-1 at Pittsburgh, and you know it's a key game. It's an interdivision game, but you know those things happen. Pittsburgh was ready for us. They made some adjustments to what they had previously, and they just beat us up. But you know we had a chance a little bit at the end, but. You know, those things happen in football.
Yeah, I mean, you say they were a little bit more prepared, prepared than the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, Brady's has done well against them. He had a quarterback rating over 104, you know, in all of his starts against the Steelers. And a typical quarterback going against the Steelers, his quarterback rating is about a 72. So, but you know, this time the Steelers. You know, got to Brady and rattled him, and certainly with Roethlisberger thrown all over the field, we didn't really have much of a chance until, you know, later in the game. I think it was the first time in a long time that Patriots only had three plays in the first quarter, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they really held the ball away from those guys. So, now, obviously any predictions for next week with the Patriots?
Yeah, well, I'm not one to so much predict, but just kind of give an idea of what to look for. But, you know, Manning's throwing the ball all over the field, too, and the Patriots' pass defense is weak, to put it mildly, but it's a bend-and-don't-break type of defense. You know, we gave up a lot of field goals to the Steelers, and, you know, giving up 22 points in a home field against the Steelers, you know, we'll take that most times. But I expect, you know, a huge victory. You know, Patriots really never lose back-to-back games. I don't think they've done that in years and years and years. So
basically, you're saying the Giants better get ready.
Yep.
The Giants better be ready. That what you're saying?
Yep. And then we get the Jets right after that. So boom, boom. You know.
Now that'd be pretty exciting because they might as well stay. I mean, so the game over in New York is in New York.
This game coming up is home for the Patriots against the Giants, and then we go to New York, or New Jersey, as they say, to play the Jets there.
Now, would you say this was a, you know, because a lot of the sports writers are basically saying this was a very, very memorable game. Why? Because Ben, you know, he had over 365 yards. He was 36 for 50 for 365 yards.
Right.
And he just basically threw the ball all over the place. So, And also Tom Brady, he only had 196 yards. He had two touchdowns, but no interceptions. But Ben just threw the ball all over the place. And then either because you don't expect that out of Ben, because normally they don't normally get that many, they're not tossing the ball around. They're running the ball.
Right.
You know, this was surprising, you know, not only to myself, but it had to be surprising to you. As a Boston fan,
a little bit. I mean, Roethlisberger has been throwing the ball a lot this year. Anyways,
he's really has
track.
He?
He's on track for 4,000 yards, I think, for the year. I mean, with Wallace and some of the receivers, even though Hines Ward wasn't there, they had a lot more speed and quickness than they usually do. So we didn't give up any long plays, but certainly they ate us up underneath. You know.
All right, I got something. Obviously, with the rest of the season at hand. Patriots, obviously, you know, would we say, or would you say, Patriots, obviously, to the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll be in the playoffs, and it's a matter of let's win a two-game, win at least one or two games in the playoffs. Last couple of years, fell on our face. I think that Jets game was, playoff game last year was almost as bad as losing to the Giants in 2007. But, so these guys are hungry for a playoff win.
Yeah, no, they definitely have to, they definitely want to get back to their winning ways. I mean, they're a very, very poised team, great team. Now, just kind of talking a little bit about some of the games, you know, switching speeds a little bit and talking about some of the games that, they had going on out there. Now, some surprising teams. Now, you know, you're a Boston fan, but I just want to see some of the surprising teams. Would you expect to be doing as well as they're doing at this point in the season? Now, it's almost midpoint in the season, but, Buffalo Bills, what to say?
Yeah, no, they do. I mean, they've had a pitiful team for a long, long time. So, you know, you like to see that. I mean, the people in Buffalo are great people, and, you know, I don't know how I could live there, you know, wintertime. Never mind living there in Boston, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, you're in Boston.
You know. We got a guy, Freddie Smirlis, who played for the Bills. He's a local hero around here, and he's talking about Buffalo all the time. But I mean, it's good to see some new teams. It's good to see the Detroit Lions doing some things.
And that's going to be that was our next team that we're going to talk about. But you know, obviously with the Buffalo Bills, just staying on that one for just another minute or so.
Sure.
But you know, 23-0. You know, they basically beat up on the Redskins. You know, the Buffalo Bills, obviously, right now they're 5-2. Now, would you expect them to be 5-2 at this point in the season?
No, I don't think anyone did. I mean,
really?
Almost like last year, the Patriots going 14-2. Nobody saw that last year either.
No, nobody saw it, yeah. You know,
I don't know if Buffalo's going to go 14-2, but, you know, no, I mean, they got a, you know, revamped defense now, and, you know, quarterback, you know, a local guy, Harvard, I think, throwing the ball around. So let's see what they can do when, you know, they run up against some of the meat of their schedule. But, you know.
Now, who's the meat of their schedule? Would you say that there's going to be a little bit of a...
Well, we got to play them. They got to play the Jets, and there's probably a couple other key games that they're going to have. But they're going to be in the running. I would think that they...
I mean, they had some success against you guys.
Yeah, early in the year they beat us, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you don't
think... beat them 15 times in a row before that, though.
Man, ain't what part of the game is that?
Yeah.
You know, okay, now, all right, switching speed, since you did talk about Detroit Lions, now, obviously Detroit, what's up with that game? I mean, Detroit was able to beat up on Denver 45-10, and obviously around here we are very, very excited about the Tim Tebow stories, Tim Tebow saga.
Yep.
Obviously, there's a lot going on, and I believe that, you know, he is just a magnificent player. Why? Because that's what football is all about, is that playing together, you know, and trusting one another, because, you know, the game is so fast, and obviously there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of personalities out there, and a lot of different characters, you know, but when you can trust one another, you know, on the field, man, you know, it's something else. But when you have someone who can pull all that together, you know, that's really what it's all about right there. So, let's touch on basically, the Lions. The Lions, they're 6-2 right now. So,
yep.
You know, would you expect that one? What part of the game is this?
I know. They've never been to a Super Bowl, you know?
The Lions never been to a Super Bowl?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I should
know
that.
They won championships before or Super Bowls back in, you know, Bobby Lane days and stuff, you know?
Now, I should know that. That's not very good. You know, I mean, you know, that's probably something that... How do you know that and I don't?
Well, that's my job as a historian of the team, is to know some of these obscure things. Huh?
But that's the Patriots, not the Lions. Though. You just know the game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, when you research other teams, you know, you got to find out, you know, what their background is and how well they play. So, I mean, one of the things that I do on Facebook is a thing called This Day in Patriots History, and I kind of chronicle things that happened on this particular day. And you know, the different memorable moments against whoever it is, the Cowboys a week or two ago, or in this case, the Steelers. We get the Giants coming up. But Detroit, you know, playing on Thanksgiving and, you know, all that kind of stuff. You got to follow these other teams and know what they're doing.
All right, well, that's true. So what we're going to do hold that thought right there. We're going to expand on a little bit when we come back from the break. Is that now? All right. Matt Mann, listen, we're going to take a quick break with everyone, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in to Inside the Trench. Listen, we'll be right back with more with our special guest, Bob Hilbert.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
Leave the bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter, formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Play ball. If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, Talking Baseball with Jim Leyritz is heard every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports.
Inside the Trenches, yes, an interactive international show that simply swept across the nation. Hey, everybody, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in this week to ours with our special guest, Bob Hilberg. And basically, it's tuning in to Inside the Trenches each and every week. That's what you do, and we love you to continue to do what you do, obviously, with your host, the Voice of America, RKL Truluck. And yes, my main man, my good guy, obviously, you know who he is, Mr. Matt Man, Mr. Automatic. That's how we do. You gave yourself some claps for that. So now everybody across America, I want to get y'all kind of caught up to speed a little bit. Is that now everyone's asked? You know, I'm asking because we got to have some pictures of Matt Man on the website here because you know people you know they know about him but they don't know what he looks like. You know. They wouldn't, I mean, you know, maybe he has a style or a haircut or something like that, so Matt, can we, can we get a picture of you? You know, he didn't like, hey Bob, I don't know if he liked that one, that didn't really flow off. Bob, don't you think the co-host should at least have a picture on the website?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Half the size of yours, but just perfect, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just some type of picture. I mean, it could be a picture, you know, he was at a party, he was at a birthday party, you know, we got like a hat on or something like that, one of my kids' hats, you know, I don't know, you know, something like that, you know.
Action shot, yeah.
Yeah, okay, there you go, action shot. So he texted us right now, so he said he's going to get one. So now that's what's up, America. We love him. Now we're gonna make that thing happen for you guys and get a picture of Matt Man, Mr. Automatic on the website. We'll have that on you. Now before we left off, obviously we was talking about some of the surprising teams, and it's the last segment of the show. Hold on one second. Last segment of the show. So all you fans out there, if you wanted to call into the show, that right now is over. So basically, we want to get everybody up to speed. So we'll get you some information about Bob and all that. And this show obviously is available for you guys to listen to. If you want to listen to an archive show when it's ready, and it'll be ready for you guys soon after the show. So now, Bob. Obviously, before we left for our break, what we was talking about some of the surprising teams in the NFL, you know, and obviously, you know, we were talking about the Detroit Lions and Denver Broncos. Now, how about the we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and this some team in San Francisco. I'm not sure what their name is.
Yeah, they're back. It's you know,
they are back.
Doing it, but yeah.
What is their record right now? I know what
I think they're 7-1, right?
They are, but they're 7-1, but they're playing some great ball.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I wasn't a fan of that hard handshake, you know, because I said, come on, good guy, come on, you don't need all that, you don't need to do all that, but
right.
You know. They're 7-1 and they're playing with tremendous confidence. What part of the game is this?
Well, that's a lot of it. I mean, it's a mental game. I mean, you get guys that are the same size, same speed, and everything else. But if they're not mentally into it and prepared for it, and you get that confidence, like you said, on your teammates, and that you're going to get the job done. I mean, you look at some of the, you know, the more memorable players, especially, you know, if you look at the Patriots, where I'm coming from, you know, Teddy Bruschi, you know, he made one Pro Bowl, but, you know, when he retired, Bill Belichick said that he was probably the greatest linebacker, you know, he ever saw with his abilities. You know, he always kind of made the perfect play, you know. He was in the
hole. That's an interesting statistic. Yeah. I didn't know he only made one Pro Bowl.
You know, right. But everyone thinks he's the greatest player since, you know, Lawrence Taylor or those kind of guys, but he wasn't. But in the playoffs, he made key plays, key stops, you know, stripping the guys of fumbles, you know, Joseph Addai or getting an interception, you know, that kind of thing. Where you know what's going to happen and you make the play, you know, and that's what you need, guys that make the play.
So that also leads into something here. So basically, you know, physically he wasn't the most talented, you know. But he made plays, you know, phenomenal plays.
Yeah.
A phenomenal player, tenacity. He had the whole package for that concern. But physical characteristics, you know, he wasn't the fastest. Because he was a defensive end coming out of Arizona.
Arizona, exactly. Yep.
He was part of that Desert Swarm team.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. You know. So. You know, part and what did they win? I think they went to. Did they go to Rose Bowl? What bowl did they, you know, when they came out?
Yeah, I think so. He was
with the Rose Bowl, right?
Yep.
Now going to the he was only with one team. His whole
one Pro Bowl, yeah.
One Pro Bowl, and what he only played what 13 years, right?
Yep, but I mean he got 3 Super Bowls though, you know, and there's a famous picture of him throwing up 3 fingers saying, you know, we're 3 out of 4 years we did it, you know.
And that is something a lot of players, you know, like myself, you know, sure would like to have one of them good rings hanging off his finger there, you know, and just say, hey, we did this thing. It took a little bit, but we did this thing, because that isn't like a feeling like that. Now, Bob, just kind of switching speeds a little bit, talking about, you know, being one in trust and all that stuff like that. Now, you got a family. You got a family.
Yeah, I married a woman that had 2 kids. We've been married 21 years, and our daughter's in California. She's got 2 children, Reese and Ava, living out in San Diego. And then my wife's son, my stepson, is actually making surfboards in San Diego, too. He's been doing it for 5 years. He's a big surfer guy out there.
Now, you know, you didn't want to do what the kids did. The kids migrated to the West.
No, we like going to visit them, absolutely.
You didn't want to say, you know what, it's a little cool over there in Boston, man.
I love the weather. I don't have a problem with the weather.
You didn't want to say, maybe we should, you know, maybe we want to just relax a little bit. We don't want to shovel any snow, you know, like that.
No, I like making snowmen and being in the, I mean, yeah, sometimes it takes you 3 hours to get to work in the snow.
There you go.
You know, yeah. But that's part of living out here, too. It gives you the change of seasons and gives you character, and I don't mind it at all.
So 2 kids, and obviously they're going to school out in California?
Yeah, actually, they're graduated. Actually, my stepdaughter's 41, and my stepson is 35. So they're already through college and out in the productive world.
Okay, so there's no question about that. So I guess it's good to go ahead and see him from time to time.
Sure.
And come on over here to the West Coast, and it'll be good to have you come on in down here in the studio, and we can go ahead and have another show at this, live, and kind of have a little fun with you.
That sounds like a good plan, you know.
Yeah, so when we get there, let's make this thing happen for you. Now, just finishing off and talking about your book, I want to let you just flow about, with your book. Now, The Total Patriot.
Right.
Where is this book available? How can we get it? How come the studio, how come Inside Trends didn't have a copy?
Well, Kim Smith just found out about me a couple days ago, so, but we'll get you one. I mean, it's 800 pages. It's really four or five books in one. If you're a hardcore Patriots fan, you want to look up a game and relive a moment, when you saw a game with your dad or your uncle, reminisce about a game, like I said, that you might have participated in at Harvard Stadium in 1970, or any of the Schaefer Stadium games, or you went to a game they used to play on Friday nights for the first 10 years because the Giants were playing on Sunday, or if you went to a Patriots game on Monday night, although there was 15 years they were banned from playing on Monday night because it was too rowdy down in Foxborough.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, you cover all that in your book.
That's in there, and then we get player profiles, some of the most memorable players, going back from Nick Bonacani and Gino Cappelletti all the way up to Wes Welker. And
now, Gino was he was the MVP of the team, right? Gino Cappelletti.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, Gino Cappelletti was the MVP of the league, American Football League.
In
1964.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've had three MVPs. We've had Gino Cappelletti. We had Jim Nantz, who was a running back and led the AFL in rushing 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Back in 66 and 67. And then Brady's done it twice, the MVP of the league.
Yeah.
And then we got things that if you want to go back to all the way to the beginning, 1960, the memorable moment of the year, the game of the year, all kind of top 10 lists, who were my top 10 running backs, wide receivers, argue about them. We got 37 pages of test your knowledge trivia. We got every uniform number from day one. We got all of the progression of the longest, the furthest, the most, whatever category is, whether it's a double lateral return or a kickoff by an offensive lineman, kickoff return by an offensive lineman. If it happened in a game once, it's in this book, and it's just open a page and you'll find something. It's 466 pictures. And,
man.
It's kind of an interactive, fun book from people that don't know a lot about what happened in the 60s and 70s and 80s, all the way up to, what Brady has done, being, probably one of the greatest plays in the history of the NFL.
Now, Marty Schottenheimer is, how does he connect with all this?
Well, he wore number 54, actually. Speaking of Teddy Bruschi, he was one of the many linebackers that wore number 54 before Teddy Bruschi. But he played 2 years for us in 1969 and 1970. And had a couple games where we had 15 and 18 and 20 tackles in a game.
I knew that. I was like, who knows that? That was one of them, definitely one of them statistics, and definitely one of them unknown facts that now we know about. The one thing is that you had a great, great, linebacker, there. And, he's linebacker defensive end, if I'm correct.
Andre Tippett.
Am I correct on that one? Was he number 56?
56.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I get excited about that. Because I was a defensive lineman, so anybody that could rush the quarterback and then get there. We get excited about that because when we had, New York had a number 56, that was pretty exciting, too.
LT, sure.
We had another, a linebacker there, he was really more of a defensive lineman that, he led the league, in sacks and,
Well, the thing that Andre Tippett did is he lined up on the strong side, so he was getting blocked by not only a tight end, but, you know, the other strong side tackle. So he was double teamed a lot and still, you know, got 36 and a half sacks over a 2 year period and was the dominant player in the AFC while LT was on the weak side and just going crazy, you know, and his burst and his intensity and tremendous player that he was, you know. So they battled it back and forth back in the 80s.
That's right.
Quite the competition. And, you know, being a fan, just being a guy that just started, you know, collecting information and starting to do some research, Ron Borges of the Globe, who Boston Globe and now the Herald, he's a guy that presents the facts to the committee to get guys nominated and, for that matter, elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He used some of my information to compare what Andre Tippett had done versus guys that were in the Hall of Fame and might get into the Hall of Fame, like Derek Thomas a year later. And on his 15th year of eligibility, Andre Tippett got inducted, and I was there to witness that. So here I am, a fan, just collecting information and trying to, you know, relive some of the moments of people's careers. And next thing you know, I'm flying in a plane out there, and I'm out there for 3 days and hanging out with all the Pro Football Hall of Fames. I met Michael Irvin and John Elway and numerous Hall of Famers like Bonacani and Mike Gaines and John Hanna and Robert Kraft. And it's like, wow, this is pretty cool to go from a guy collecting stats in his, you know, upstairs in his computer, doing some research on, you know, at the library and looking up and chronicling and all these things. And now I'm at the Pro Football Hall of Fame and seeing Andre Tippett. Quite the moment.
Ah, that's what's up. Now, obviously, we got a couple of minutes left into the show. So what we're going to do is we want to thank you, Bob, for being on the show today. And obviously, we want to get some information out to people. Listen, everyone out there, is thank you for tuning in to Inside Tunes. You can get the book Total Patriots. You can get that at any bookstore, Barnes & Noble. It wouldn't make a difference where it is. You will be able to get Amazon.com. You can go to Simply There and get Total Patriots, written by Bob Hilberg. You had over 15,000 hours that was put into it. So obviously there's a lot of love and care that's been put into this book here. So everybody out there in ITT world, we want you to be a part of it. We want you to go ahead and pick that book up and check out Total Patriots, because I'm going to have my copy sent to me.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to have my copy sent to me very shortly here. So we get to check that out and get you up to speed on that. But yes, everyone, want to recommend that book to you and let you enjoy some of the Patriots throughout the years, obviously this story franchise and how great they are. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Next week, get ready for Johnny Johnson. Obviously, you know us, right? The TV producer from Denver. He'll be here on the show. We're making this thing happen for you. So listen, her day starts at 12, and so this Inside Trench. Mondays will never be the same again. 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We make this thing happen for you. Matt Mann, R. Cal True Luck. Hey, we will see you next week. Monday, let's make this thing. And we are gone. I will see you then.
I've been declined by the gravity and crime. Up against small minds that wanna battle me to shine. I'm dragging behind for progression to come. Or I'm dying in the slum for possessing the crumb. Heavy night pain.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.